Chad and Carly.
It's time for Stripper Bingo!
So,
it was a big battle over music for this. We're like, could we go with like sexy stripper music, yeah, or we could go something a bit playful just to keep it a little bit classy?
So, my three names that I think are going to get me the bingo.
Yeah, we've got bingo cards in the studio.
Yes.
You have to get a row of four.
Yes.
So we take three names to each phone call. And what the thing is, we're going to ring up clubs around the country and see who's on the lineup for the evening. And that's how you get a ding for everyone you get right.
Now, I'm feeling pretty confident with my three names today. I reckon I'm going to get bingo.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty good names.
Jazzy.
Yep.
Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And Serena.
Very nice. Very nice. I've gone for the classic cinnamon. I feel like someone's got to be using cinema.
I don't know.
Still.
I feel like cinema's been done.
It might be. It might be.
I think that's very 80s.
Candy and Veronica with the three names that I've gone for. You've probably got some in the car. You've probably thought up of your three. Well, here's the call that I had, very strange call that I had to make to a club on Friday. We'll see how many we got right.
Did we get bingo?
Well, we'll see. We'll see where we got to by the end of this phone call with a lovely gentleman. Play along in the car. Let us know how you go. This is the first instance of stripper name bingo.
My Post Nightclub, Aiden speaking.
G'day, Aiden. My name's Shad. I'm just giving you a call tonight. Very excited evening. Got a few mates together and we're thinking of coming down to my place to get a little bit rowdy. Very excited. I was just ringing, though, because a few of the guys, you know, we've obviously got some of our favourites that work down there. You'd probably know a few of them, no doubt.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. Too right. But I was just wondering, just because we want to see if, you know, if it's worth coming down at all tonight, I was just wondering if you'd be able to let us know at all who's on the lineup this evening?
Righto.
If we've that's
got,
all right.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We've got Hope on. We've got Honey. We've got, I think, Electra. Who else is that?
You wouldn't happen to have Cinnamon on at all tonight, do you?
No, Cinnamon's not in tonight.
Oh, not in tonight.
Maybe he can come in another time and we can have a Cinnamon for you.
Right, okay, sure. What about, actually, you know what? The other week, some of the lads really loved Crystal. Is she coming back in at all?
Crystal will hopefully be there tonight, yes.
Awesome. You know what? I think you'd know her show. Veronica? Is it Veronica? Yeah, I think it's Veronica.
Not unless it's licensing.
Oh, it must have been one of the bar girls. But I tell you what, Serena was great, though, last week. She's got to be on.
No, we don't have a Selena.
Oh, sorry. No, Serena. What am I talking about? Jazzy.
We do have Jasmine.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Jazzy. Well, hey, mate, cannot wait. Obviously... I'm sure, you know, obviously Cinema's on there, Veronica, but Candy will be on as well, so that'd be great. Some of the boys love a bit of Candy.
Yes, we've had Candy before, but she's not on this week.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, tell you what, we'll see you tonight, man, down at my place. Thanks for that, brother.
No worries, buddy.
Cheers, mate.
Hey.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, Carly.
Oh, I almost got to do the dab.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. I wonder
if
anyone's sitting in their car and has somehow gotten better than that. Get in touch with us.
Yeah, if you got bingo.
Because we'll need more name suggestions. I reckon we play again next week.
Oh, we're so playing this next week.
We've got a bingo card, so we're going to have to try and complete it. But if anyone did get some better names in there, please get in touch. Please get in touch with us because we'd love to hear it. There's an article out today that has discussed where the best place for you to break up with someone is, and what we determined earlier, it's not at a train station or a bus stop just before your bus arrives.
No, because you can't rely on public transport sometimes.
Yeah, no, exactly, because you don't want to be like, all right, you're dropped. See ya. The train on platform 6 is going to be 10 minutes late. But we are asking, where did you guys do the breakup? Was it a great place? Was it a bad place? Mari on 13, 12, 16, where did you do the breakup?
I was in Weeper. He was in Cairns, and I did it when I was up in Weeper.
Oh, you did a distance breakup.
As much distance as possible.
Through a text message.
Oh, girl, you are cold as ice.
That's savage, girl.
Wow, why? So, why didn't you wait till you got back? Did you have someone on the side waiting in Weeper? You just wanted to...
No, never. So that could have harassed me a long way.
Oh, right, I get you.
How do you word that text, though? It's not you, it's me?
Can't remember.
Did you just do it with emojis? Like, could you break up with someone with emojis in a text? How would you do that?
Just said, it's done. Sorry.
It's done.
That could be confused as either, if it's just a text that says up. It's done, it could be confused as either you're breaking up with him or you just completed the Hitman, like, hit. It's done.
It's done.
And the relationship was, like, 7 years.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. You are cold as ice.
7 years?
Yeah.
And it all comes down to a text message.
Obviously, it was something that I wanted to do for ages, you know.
Well, 7 years from the sound of it.
So as soon as I got the way, I just...
Okay, just quickly though, did he reply? Like, what was his reply?
Oh, there was phone calls, everything, but I didn't answer it, just rejected it.
You are cold.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you get that.
Are you in a relationship now?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, miracles happen. You're going to have to... I've got a lot of single girlfriends. You're going to give them some dating tips. Wow. Life hacks. Oh, Shad, I think I've got some great hacks for you today. Now, over the weekend, I did something out of the ordinary. I lashed out a little bit. I cooked. Homemade everything from scratch. So anyway, now... That's the reaction.
Is that what you wanted?
Yes, of course.
You cooked?
Yes. So now I've
When was the last time you cooked before the weekend?
I literally can't remember. I've never cooked a dish in Cairns or any. How long have I been here? 6 months.
Wow.
But I don't... See, it's more like an annual thing with my cooking. But anyway, so now I've kind of caught...
It's a big event.
It is. So now I've been in the kitchen. I'm feeling very inspired.
Right.
So I'm going to give you some cooking life hacks.
Oh.
Because, you know, I'm one of those people...
You're like the person that goes to the gym once.
Yeah, and then I'm literally writing up a program for you.
Yeah, you start your own Instagram page where you're giving people tips on how to do push-ups. Yeah.
So everyone out there, chefs, take note.
Yep.
This might help you out in particular.
Aaron Hapgood from Shangri-La, if you're listening at all.
So when you're cutting soft food shut, here's a hack. Here's a little helpful tip. If you don't have knives for whatever reason.
you know already it's not going
to
be good.
You can use, get this, to cut your soft food.
If you don't have a knife,
Dental floss.
No.
What?
No, that's so
Even
stupid.
Even better if you're cooking with mint as well. It kind of adds extra flavour.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, fine.
That's
next one.
You know that wasn't even going to be up there as
It's actually helpful if you caught, maybe when you're camping and all you brought was, you know, your camping oven and your dental floss and some soft cheeses. Anyway, if you want to dry out your herbs, now this is a legitimate hack. This is for real cooks, people that dry out their own herbs. What you can do is you can put them in the microwave for 20 seconds and turn them over till they're completely dry and then you can crush them up.
Right.
Dry herbs.
Sure, why not? Why not? Yeah, I'll give you a ding for that. There you go.
All right, the last one. Now, I've saved the last two. Saved the best last.
I've saved the last two best. Now, is this that what you're going to say?
Yeah. Now, here we go. Chad, you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm so
ready. Okay, so if you've got to slice cherry tomatoes, it can be a logistical nightmare, right?
Not really. It's pretty easy to cut. You just put your finger on either side and go bang.
Well, there's a better way. What you can do is you can get all your cherry tomatoes together, put them on a plate.
Sure.
Put them on another plate.
Yep.
Like on top of it.
And squash them.
And, well, not don't put, apply pressure to the top plate. You've actually, you've troubleshooted a bit here. And then just cut through
the
middle.
Cut through the middle, yeah.
And then they're all the same. They're all cut at the same time.
I don't know. I think it's I think that's going to take more. I don't think it's going to save you more time.
But just be careful with, you know, pushing down on the plate,
like
moving it around.
One,
that type
of thing. I don't think it's going to save that much time.
Well,
and
I
two,
do.
I think that the risk associated with doing it that way as opposed to just...
I mean, obviously you should wear cutting gloves to protect your hands. Gardening gloves, isn't it? Is that when you wear your cooking gloves?
That's it. That is it for your cooking life hacks.
I tried.
It's another two losses. One ding. You're one ding.